Hello everyone, myself Professor Reena Pujara, having an industry experience of 6 years and 6 years into teaching. In the earlier part, we have dealt with what is trade union and what are the objectives or purpose or functions of trade union. In this part, we are dealing with all the registration process of a trade union and what are the criteria for recognition of a trade union by its employer. So, talking about registrations of trade union, registration of a trade union is not compulsory but is desirable since registered trade union enjoys certain rights and privileges under the Trade Union Act 1926. So, when we define trade union, what is trade union? It is being formed association of employees or maybe an employer. They are coming together for a fulfillment of a common objective or a purpose. So that is trade union. So trade union can be formed anywhere, everywhere, wherever the work is concerned or organization is concerned or certain skill sets are concerned. But then we need to register this organization if we want to get the privileges and benefits what are being enacted by the law under the Act of Trade Unions Act 1926, then that trade union has to get registered. And for the registration purpose, there are several criteria, rules, regulations that are being laid down and that has to be duly followed and accepted by the trade union. So here we are talking about trade union, whether it be formed by employees, a group of employees or maybe a group of employer. So in any organization industry, there may be various trade unions, they may be registered or unregistered. So it is not a compulsion on any trade union to get themselves registered. But if they are getting themselves registered, they get a legal existence. And then they get some benefits and rights under the Act, Trade Union Act 1926. And what are the requirements, to get a trade union to get registered? So the very first requirement is minimum of 7 workers of an establishment, or if it is a workers association, employees trade union, and if it is a employers trade union, then minimum 7 employers. Can form a trade union and apply to the registrar of trade union for its registration. So when we talk about the initial stage or formation of trade union, you will require minimum of 7 people working in that particular establishment for registering the trade union. And then we approach to a registrar. Now, who is registrar? Registrar is an authorized person to take care of the registration process of that particular trade union. He will be the person authorized, to investigate the information provided by the trade union is genuine, right, wrong, or it is a fraud. So, this particular person will be appointed by the appropriate government. 7 or more members of a trade union by subscribing their name, that means by the word subscribing, we will also understand there is some subscription amount to be paid depending on what type of a worker or what type of a union it is. So they will pay certain amount of money and they will subscribe them to the registration process. This minimum 7 person are minimum requirement of the registration of trade union. Subscribing their names to the rules of the trade union, and these rules are somewhere mentioned in the Act 1926, and by complying with the provisions of the Act with respect to registration, may apply for registration of the trade union under the Act. The minimum age limit for membership of the trade union is 15 years. And why it is 15 years? Because legally any employer is not supposed to hire any person below the age of who has not completed the age of 14. So we here take minimum age for registering a member to be a trade union member is 15. Unless the rules of a particular trade union provide higher age limit. So your higher age limit is allowed, but the lower end is minimum 15 years. So higher age limit can be set by the trade union on their own criteria. However, to be an office bearer, the person has to be above 18 years of age. Now, who are these office bearers? Simply, if we understand, these are the people who will be sitting in the trade union office and will be taking care of the day-to-day work of the trade union. And why we have assigned the age of 18? Because we feel that the person between age 15 to 18 are in adolescence. So their decision making power is not that strong. And when we talk about office bearers, they need to take some minor decisions on day-to-day basis. So the prescribed age limit for the post of office bearers is 18 years. A trade union can be registered only if at least 10% or 100 of the total workmen, whichever is less, engaged or employed in the establishment or industry with which it is connected. So here again what they are saying is the criteria to get a trade union to be registered is minimum of 10%. That is, say for example, in an organization there are 1000 people, or we take 1500 people working in an organization. So what comes 10% is around say 150 employees. So whether it be 150 employees or 100 employees, so whichever is less, so here we consider 100. Okay, and say for example in an organization where there are only 900 employees, so the 10% of 900 will be 90. So here we will take 90 as the number, because we are considering whichever is less, maybe 10% or 100. So if it is going above 100, we take 100 as a number. If it is going below 100, we take that below number. Engaged or employed in the establishment or industry with which it is connected. Are the member of such trade union on the date of applying? So see, here we are talking about the date of applying and not getting registered. We are talking about the day when we are going to apply to the registrar that we want to register at trade union. On that day, minimum of 10% or 100 employees, whichever is less. It has on the date of making the application not less than 7% as its members. Now when we talk about the date of making the application, minimum number of 7% has to be employed in that particular organization or industry on that date when they are making the application. Who are workmen engaged or employed in the establishment or industry with which the trade union is connected? They have to be employed on that date of making the application in that particular industry or organization. Now here when we are talking about, the application cannot become invalid. That means, now say while we have made the application earlier, when we have submitted the application to the registrar, several members were part of that. But then it takes time because it is a formalized method of getting registered. It takes time to get registered. So say in due course of time, some of the employees who have given their names for the while applying, but now they have left the organization. So here there is also one criteria that the application will not be rejected on this base that some of the employees have left. There is a minimum criteria that 50% of the employee who have given their names have to be still there with the organization, working in the organization. The application cannot become invalid merely on the ground of withdrawal of such members after the application has been made, even if half of the total, so half of the total means 50% of whatsoever number have been applied earlier. Number of person who have made the application cease to be associated with the trade union. So now they are no more with the trade union. Say for example, earlier all the employees were very much motivated to be part of the trade union. So they have given their names, that we also want to become a member. But then later they realize that there may be, the employer will be very unhappy or so. And so now they don't want to be a member. So on this grounds, the registrar will not cancel the application, but then they have given minimum 50% are at least required. So here we study the steps, one by one, which are there in the registration of trade union. So first of all, there will be appointment of registrars and sub-registrars. Now what is registrar? As we have spoken about, registrar is a person who will look into the details provided by the trade union and will give a nod on whether the trade union will be registered or not. The appropriate government shall appoint a person to be the registrar of the trade union for each state. So we have each state we have registrar. Now who is the appropriate government? When we talk about appropriate government, if the matter of concern of the trade union is restricted to one state, then the appropriate government will be state government. But then some trade unions whose matter of concern is to several states, it is not restricted to a single state, but then several state or on nationwide, then the appropriate government will be central government. So whosoever is appropriate government for that particular trade union, the appropriate government may appoint as many additional and deputy registrars of trade unions as it thinks fit. Now here there are no defined numbers of minimum registrars to be appointed, because now see, some in states will be predominant in the agriculture, there may be less number of industries, or say few states there are many number of industries, so number of registrars required in those states will be higher as compared to those states which have less industrial setup in their states. So it is not defined the minimum and maximum number of registrar. The registrar may appoint sub-registrars depending on the need or the situation. For the purpose of exercising and discharging under the superintendence and direction of the registrars. So the sub-registrars ultimately will work under the direction and supervision of the main registrar who is appointed. Here we talk about the mode of registration. As we have discussed that any 7 or more numbers, that is minimum number is 7 and anything above 7 is acceptable. So any 7 or more members of a trade union may, by subscribing their names to the rules of the trade union. Now here you need to define what will be the rules and regulation of that trade union. So you adhere to the rules and regulation, you give a nod that yes, I will accept to whatever the rules and regulations are set up. So minimum there will be 7 people who will be adhering to the rules of the trade union and by otherwise complying with the provisions of this act, that is Trade Unions Act 1926. With respect to registration, apply for registration of the trade union under this act. So here we can see a format of the application that is being made to registrar, wherein we mention whether it is a employer's or trade union association or it is a employee's trade union association. And then we write the name of the trade union, whatever name we have set for our trade union, we write the name. And then we here agree to the rules and regulation that are being set by this act, and we are complying to other to the rules and regulations mentioned in the act. And there are also some other details of the members who are subscribing, for the registration of the trade union. We give them a summary of what occupation they are into, what industry they fall into, and what if it is an organizational trade union, we give some details about the organization and its work. Application for registration. Every application for registration of a trade union shall be made to the registrar as discussed and shall be accompanied by a copy of the rules of the trade union and a statement of the following particulars. So here when we are making the application, so one format we have seen wherein the employee is being given the information about what is the trade union's name, then what employment they are into. So that could be given with a copy of rules and regulations that are being made by the trade union and a statement of details which will be giving the names, occupation and the addresses of the members who have subscribed to it. In case of the trade union of workmen, the names, occupation and addresses of the place of work of the member of the trade union making the application can be given. So when we are into a particular organization, we can give addresses of the place of work of that particular organization. But the same won't be applicable if a trade union is a general trade union. So general trade union will be giving the address of the trade union office. Application for registration, the name of the trade union and the addresses of its head office. In case we have offices in several areas, we need to give about the head office. And if we have only one office, then the trade union office restricted to that particular area. The title, names, age, address and occupation of the office bearers. Now see, in the earlier point they have described about the members of the trade union. But now we are only and only talking about the office bearers. That means the people who will be holding the office, who will be taking care of the day-to-day task regarding the trade union. So here we are providing information about the office bearers, their age limit, because office bearer has to comply with the rule of minimum age completion of 18 years. Trade union as per the format given in the Schedule 1 appended to the Trade Union Act 1926. So according to the Trade Union Act 1926, in its Schedule 1 they have given this format. Application where a trade union has been in existence for more than 1 year. Now see, as we have discussed, it is not compulsory in nature for any trade union to get registered. So at times what happens, the trade union is being formed long time back, but now they have planned to get it registered. So in case where any trade union has completed minimum 1 year before the making of an application to its registration, these shall be delivered to the registrar together with the application, a general statement of the assets and liabilities of trade union. So now when the trade union is not fresh and minimum it has completed 1 year, so along with the other forms that we have discussed, they need to attach a copy wherein the a declaration of assets and liabilities that are being held by the trade union will be declared to the registrar while making the application. A general statement of assets and liabilities of the trade union prepared in such form and containing such particulars as may be prescribed as per Schedule 3. Now, how you have to draft this information and submit it to the registrar is mentioned in Schedule 3 of Trade Union Act 1926. Provision to be contained in the rules of trade union. Now see, when you are also attaching rules and regulation of the trade union, there are some guidelines on this also. A trade union shall not be entitled to registration under this act unless the executive thereof is constituted in accordance with the provision of this act. That means any trade union to get themselves registered has to comply with all those provisions mentioned in the Trade Union Act 1926. Power to call for further particulars and to require alterations of names. Now see, till here what steps of registration we have gone through. So this is an additional step. The point now we are discussing is an additional step if required. If not required, we can end up till there by complying the provisions of this act, and if the registrar is satisfied, then we don't go take it further. But when the registrar is not satisfied with any given information or he wants some further clarification on that, this additional step will be followed. Or at times, you know what happens, that whatever name we have given for our trade union may have clashes with other trade union, or maybe other trade union with the same name will be existing. So there need to be an alteration in the name or change in the name of the trade union. Then we follow this additional step. The registrar may call for further information or the purpose of satisfying himself that any application complies with the provision of the Section 5 or that the trade union is entitled to registration under Section 6 and may refuse to register the trade union until such information is supplied. So here we are talking about, then whenever there are some further clarifications required by registrar, he may call upon further information. And he may deny on this ground, if the further information are not provided, he may deny the registration on that particular ground. And ultimately, if the registrar is now satisfied with whatever the information provided by the trade union, name of the trade union, provisions provided in the act, when he is satisfied with all this, he may further go for the registration part. The registrar, on being satisfied that the trade union has complied with all the requirements of the act in regards to registration, shall register the trade union by entering into a register. So now we visualize that there is a register wherein all the registered trade union names are being written. So once he is satisfied, he writes it in his register, and further he will issue a certificate of registration to be maintained in such form as may be prescribed. So this is prescribed where? In the schedule of Trade Union Act 1926. The particulars relating to the trade union contained in the statement accompanying the application for registration. So certificate of registration is a final stage wherein the registrar will issue a certificate mentioning that this particular trade union, the name of the trade union will be written over there, is a registered trade union under the Trade Union Act 1926. The registrar, on the registering a trade union under section, and shall issue a certificate of registration in the prescribed form, which shall be conclusive evidence that the trade union has been duly registered under this act. Cancellation of registration. So once your trade union is registered, there are still chances of cancellation of registrations if registrar find that this particular trade union which was registered is no more in existence. That means no meetings are being taken care of, or regularly what provisions you have to follow after the formation or registration of trade union are not taking place regularly. They may cancel the registration. Or if the registrar comes to his notice that some information provided by the trade union members were not relevant, they were fraud, so in that case also he may still cancel your registration. A certificate of registration of a trade union may be withdrawn or cancelled by the registrar on the application of the trade union to be verified in such manner as may be prescribed, in if the registrar is satisfied that the certificate has been obtained by fraud or mistake, or that the trade union has ceased to exist. Registered office. All communications and notices to a registered trade union may be addressed to its registered office. So registered office, if you have several number of offices, then the head office will be the registered office, or maybe if you have single, the single one will be the registered office. The name or the address given in the application is considered to be the registered office. So any communication will be happening to this particular address which you have provided in the application and to the registered office only. Incorporation of registered trade union. Every registered trade union shall be a body corporate by the name under which it is registered, and shall have perpetual succession and a common seal with power to acquire and hold both movable and immovable property, and to contract, and shall by the said name sue and can be sued. So now when we talk about incorporation of registered trade union, it is a similar kind of incorporation of any company. So now when we talk about any company, the company will be called by its name. So whenever the company gets into a contract, so that company name gets into a contract and not their members, right? So here also similarly, whatever contracts are being signed will be in the name of that particular trade union and not its members or office bearers. So here somewhere we will be having a common seal in the name of trade union's name. And some, there is a legal proceeding, somebody sued the trade union, so that trade union members are not sued, the trade union name will be sued. And if you want to sue anybody, then or the employer or any outside the party, so here you will be suing them on the name of trade union and not the particular individual member of the trade union.